population of 350 million, 7.8 billion worldwide. We thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
You guys might remember Artur Pawlowski. He was the Polish immigrant who had a church in Canada, told the Gestapo to get out of his church. They continued to harass him, and now finally they have tracked him down on the freeway and arrested he and his brother. He's currently being held. He hasn't violated any laws. Oh, the only thing that he did was dare to have his church open and speak freely. The freedom of speech is 100% under attack, which is why we have been banned from YouTube. We can no longer post anything that has anything to do with any content whatsoever over on YouTube. We can only tease our show there. In addition to that, TikTok is now censoring conservatives. Twitter, we know about them. Facebook, obviously, we will only last there for maybe a few more days. I don't know where else we might go, which is why I need to tell you that you need to go to StuPeters.tv. StuPeters.tv will never be censored. Every show, every segment is always posted at StuPeters.tv. Also, if you have a story that you want to talk about, please email me. I read them all, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail anytime at 877-45-WARRIOR. I check them all, I respond to them all, and I'm also in Telegram where I communicate with you guys frequently. On the Stu Peters Show today, it's going to shock you how the freedom of speech has been attacked and how these progressive radicals are ruining democratically controlled cities. The Stu Peters Show starts right now. So while the police in Canada are hunting freedom-loving pastors, arresting liberty-loving, liberty-embracing Christians that know what communism looks like, the downward trajectory of the rule of law is rapidly escalating here in the United States as democratically controlled cities are seeing an unprecedented, eye-popping increase in violent crimes. According to an FBI report, as violent crimes actually decreased in 2019 during President Trump's final year in office, 2020 told a much different story. The administration of unity and peace has stood idly by as homicide rates between June and August increased by 53% over the same period this year, while aggravated assault rates have been growing by 14%, according to the FBI report. Mind you, we are only 4 months in, or just over, of the new year. Democratically controlled cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, and San Francisco were independently named in the report, while the FBI said, quote, "The rise in violent crime rates in 2021 is troubling, and it presents complex challenges for leaders of American cities." Do you think so? In the Midwest, the once beautiful city of Chicago has become a cesspool of political corruption. We know that. News reporting ignores 6 killed and 20 wounded over an average weekend. Lori Lightfoot and Kim Fox are miserably failing the minority communities, specifically in impoverished black neighborhoods, while handcuffing their police department through defunding and race baiting every chance they get to stand in front of a camera and project this false narrative of systemic racism in law enforcement as they vilify their cops and shut down any proactive efforts to get guns off the street, interrupt gang activity, track down violent gangbangers and dope dealers. Groups say gunshot detection systems in Chicago are unreliable as funding continues to be slashed and the city is closing in on 200 homicides just over the 4 months into the new year, while twice as many people were shot in Chicago this past weekend as the previous one. Kamari Burnett was 17 years old and died after being shot in the face while driving in West Garfield Park on the west side just this last weekend. Burnett was shot by someone on the sidewalk at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right out in broad daylight. About an hour earlier, 2 men were shot, one fatally in Humboldt Park on the west side. This happened outside, again, in broad daylight, in front of a group of bystanders. As these criminal thugs get more brazen, more bold, police activity reduces, and Lightfoot and Fox stand idly by. Over the Easter holiday, Jacob Marchewka, a Polish immigrant that escaped communism in that country, was enjoying the day with his family, as most Polish Catholics do. While going home from his sister's house with his father, Jacob was murdered in the parking lot of a store for hitting someone's car door with his own car door, inadvertently. Jacob died in his father's arms. Jacob Killer has been identified, but over a month later, he's still enjoying freedom, potentially victimizing other innocent people, living the thug life filled with gangbanging and guns, while Jacob's loved ones still beg every day for justice as their efforts seemingly fall on deaf ears. Anna Bogdevich, and I'm sure I murdered that name, is a close friend who's been proactively working, fervently organizing protests and rallies, desperate for action, but you have yet to see a response from Chicago's so-called leaders. Anna joins us now. Anna, first of all, I want to say sorry for murdering your name, sorry for the loss of your loved one, and thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Exactly right. That's exactly what happened. He was murdered in broad daylight, just like the girl you were talking about. Easter Sunday, he was coming home from, you know, breakfast, hanging out with his family, with his dad. They pulled over at a store, and while Jacob was getting out of his car, he opened his car door and he lightly hit the car door of the neighboring vehicle. Instantly, he apologized. There was a girl sitting in the car, so he said sorry to her. He looked at the damage, but she wasn't having it. She started yelling at him, freaking out, and she just would not let him apologize. She wouldn't let him address the issue, and he was a little distraught because nobody reacts like that. Who does something like that? Things happen, and she called her boyfriend. The boyfriend was inside of the store Jacob was going into. And by the time Jacob got inside, this thug was there waiting for him to corner him and yell at him and, do whatever it is that he was doing. Now a month later, we've seen surveillance video and we know that this couldn't have happened any other way. The guy was just waiting to kill somebody. He, without even confronting him, he got his gun ready inside of the store, had it at the ready, and confronted Jacob in a manner that was aggressive. Jacob apologized yet again. He said that, you can either have my information or I could pay for the damages. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. And the guy just wasn't having it. He said to him, how about we go outside and we fight, or, we settle it like men. And Jacob just looked at him and he goes no, thank you. Happy Easter, thinking that maybe he'll bring some decency and some humanity into this guy's life, but it wasn't happening. He followed him out. Jacob got in his car. He started driving away. And as he did that, the guy threw a can of soda at his car. So as anybody would, I personally would do the same thing. I would get out of my car. When Jacob did that and he looked at the assailant, he was already pulling out his gun. So, they were a mere few feet away from each other. So Jacob threw himself. He tried to disarm him, but it didn't happen. He got shot in the chest. The assailant tried to shoot him in the head as well, but he missed. The bullet grazed his head. And as he was falling, the assailant hit him in the head with the butt of the gun. And he ran. He got in the car and his girlfriend drove away with him. And that was the last he was seen. Jacob's dad got out of the car. This was a mere split couple seconds. This is all happened so fast. His dad got out of the car. And by the time, he jumped to his son was dead in his arms.
So this has been over a month now.
It's been over a month now. And, we've been doing peaceful protests. We've been standing at the scene of the crime. We've been trying to reach out to Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox. We can't understand why that nothing is happening. We all moved here from Poland from, like you say, a communistic country, and we escaped communism for a better life. I grew up in Chicago, and we ran away from Chicago back in 2013 when the crime started getting bad. And it's worse and worse and worse. The area I grew up in that I rode my bike around, me and my brother hung out there every single day as kids. Now I can't imagine. If I had kids, I would never let them out there.
So to what do you attribute to the lack of efforts to apprehend Jacob's killer? If they know who he is, he's been identified. You've seen this heinous, brazen, senseless loss of life, this murder on surveillance. This guy has an extensive criminal history.
They know,
right? How to find this guy. Why is he not in custody? Can you speculate?
That is exactly the problem. He is 24 years old. This murderer is 24 years old. He has a rap sheet as long as my arm, and he is not in custody because the police are not able to allocate resources to find these people. every step of the way, every week I'm hearing a new bill being passed about defunding the police or taking away, you know, resources from them and making their already difficult jobs so much harder. I mean, I see constantly cops attempting to arrest these people, just like with this guy. He was in custody 7-8 different times. Why is he out? The police are clearly doing their job. They are arresting these criminals. How are they back out? How are they back out murdering people?
Well,
I don't understand it.
You know, and I want to interject here, and this is from personal experience, okay? I spent nearly 2 decades pursuing some of the most violent offenders that were wanted in the states of Florida and Minnesota. We went all over the country and in some cases across borders outside of the United States to apprehend these people and bring them back. The bureaucracy that is involved with this process can be very constricting, very limiting. Now, Chicago is kind of is notorious for this. And to explain to the viewing audience here exactly what's going on in Chicago, they have something that they call go-away warrants. And a go-away warrant means that this warrant can be issued for somebody who commits a violent crime. I mean, we've seen homicide warrants in the city of Minneapolis for people wanted out of Chicago, Cook County, who have a warrant for taking somebody's life, but it's only extraditable in the city of Chicago. So what Chicago prosecutors and Chicago, you know, so-called elected representatives, what these bureaucratic politicians are telling the criminal element is, we understand that you did a crime here. Go do your dirt in another city. Bring your problems elsewhere. And as long as you're not here in the city of Chicago, you will have no problems. In a lot of cases, when CPD comes across these people and they go to confirm the warrants, the prosecution says, we don't want them anyhow. So there are many, I mean, the amount of warrants that are outstanding in your city of Chicago, in Cook County, would absolutely blow your mind. It is staggering to know how many violent criminals are walking around in Chicago right now on the streets that have active arrest warrants. The police know who they are. They know that they're wanted, but they get no cooperation from Kim Fox's office. They get no cooperation from Lori Lightfoot's office. And none of them are jumping out on any of these violent criminals because they know that even in the most justifiable use of force situation, they will be vilified, they will be demonized, they will be subject to termination, they will lose everything that they ever worked for, they will be criminalized, prosecuted, the Biden Department of Justice will come crashing down on them in this false narrative society that we live in about this systemic racism in law enforcement that absolutely does not exist. These are the heroes that will run directly towards gunfire to save Jacob if they were there, to save anybody of any descent from anywhere on the face of the planet, regardless of their skin color, their political affiliation, how they identify, whether they're a man, a woman, or a tranny, whatever it is, these cops will run directly towards gunfire 100% of the time and risk their own lives to save the life of another, despite all of those variables, despite all of those factors. It's very frustrating to watch. Now, this guy has been named. We know who this guy is. This guy is Olmos Everardo, okay? And you said that you understand that he is affiliated with a very violent gang. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And you know what? Adding to that, you know, this death, Jacob's death, comes only 6 months after another one of our friends got stabbed to death in Humboldt Park. This, you know, we had funeral after funeral. And again, the criminal walked away, lives in Texas. We know where he is, lives in Texas. So I cannot comprehend how Lori Lightfoot thinks that defunding the police is going to do anything whatsoever. I mean, we've reached out to Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox. We've reached out to Pritzker. We've reached out to everybody we could possibly think of. And no one in the bureaucratic offices wants to do anything. They don't want to fix anything. They want to, you know, when Jacob was murdered, about a week later, that 13-year-old kid with a gun got shot by the police. That thug in the middle of the night got shot by the police. And there goes the interest for Jacob's case. A white guy that was an innocent bystander at 4:30 broad daylight on Easter is not part of the narrative that the mainstream media, especially in our city, wants to deal with. Then they focused all of their resources on this kid who, again, had a gun in the middle of the night and was shot by the police. And they are being vilified. They're being criminalized. Why? What is the outcome here? People that are hardworking, that are giving up everything to come here, are being murdered in the streets and nobody cares. That is disgusting. It's disgusting.
Wow.
I can't understand it.
So the detectives told you that it was clear that this thug was going to kill somebody that day regardless. Jacob's fate was decided before they ever even had the conversation. You have told me on the phone that the detectives, the cops, have been extremely helpful. They have been vigilant. They have done a great police work. They have identified this guy. They've been trying to locate him, but it's been over a month with no arrests. So the question is, why hasn't Kim Fox's office, why hasn't the prosecution given the authority to the police, given the resources to the police to go make it happen? You're not blaming the police. In fact, they have helped you and you recognize that. They have supported you incredibly. They're doing what they can. And we need to demand the refunding of our police departments. This is all because of this defunding, woke, critical race theory, nasty, false attack on police. The real assault on police, aside from the Molotov cocktails, incendiary devices that are being thrown into occupied police precincts that are burned down, cemented shut, and lit ablaze, besides the attack of targeting and assassinating cops just because they're cops, the real attack on police comes from people like Lori Lightfoot and Kim Fox. That is the real assault on law enforcement and the one that needs to be addressed right now.
That is 100% correct. I mean, it's open season. In Chicago, it's open season on police officers. There is no such thing as, oh, you're going to be in trouble because you've murdered a police officer. It is not a thing anymore. They're shooting to them like they're ducks. I mean, it is literally a witch hunt for police officers and nobody does anything. Nobody. It is, how can these people go out there and they protect us? They shield us with their own bodies. They go into these violent, violent situations out of which they don't know if they're going to make it out. And Lori Lightfoot is just making them out to be these criminals that they are not. These are people that protect us every single day. And I cannot comprehend how they can possibly say that defunding the police is correct. Yeah. Look at what's happening to our city.
So for all of our listeners and for all of our viewers, Anna and I had a conversation on the phone prior to this interview. And I asked her if a reward is being offered. This hasn't even really been thought about. There's not a whole lot of money set aside. And so what I encouraged her to do is to set up a GoFundMe account, which she has now done, and the link will be at redvoicemedia.com. Now, the money that's gathered here, it hasn't quite yet been decided specifically how it's going to be used. It will be used for justice, and it will be used for Jacob's cause. It could be used to gather to form a reward for information to find this guy, this killer right here. He has been named. We're showing his picture right here. Look at this tattoo. I mean, somebody knows who this guy is right here, and we can find this guy. And so maybe a monetary reward is something that would inspire somebody to do something. Now, there's also been a rumor that this guy is an informant. So the prosecutors don't want to go after this guy because he's too valuable for them out on the street informing. And so, you know, here's a murderer that's getting away because he's snitching. So the guy is a snitch. The guy is a killer. He's not worth the jeans he was wearing on the day of the murder. And he needs to be found. So it could be used for that purpose, for a reward being offered, or potentially you're considering possibly hiring a private investigator because the police, although they want to do their job, the funding isn't there to support them. The resources aren't there to support them. And they'll be criminalized if they go out and proactively look for this guy and they find him and they have to use force to bring him in. But you know what? I wanted to say something here. I was really impressed with what you said to me because the question that you raised in the email that you sent to me prior to our talk here, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Why does mainstream media report only on situations where a cop had to make a tough call? And not on the hundreds of lives that they save every single day. The violence they walk into, the constant fear of retaliation against their families, or that they might not make it home that night. That is a brilliant insight from a young gal like yourself, an immigrant to our country. You really have a great idea of what it is that's going on here. And you've been able to put your finger on the pulse of something that it seems that our entire corrupt, communist, state-controlled media just refuses to report on, even though they know the truth. It's disgusting, and they ought to be replaced. The real defunding ought to be on these major broadcast networks and cable news outlets like MSNBC, CNN, and the rest of them. They're garbage, they're hacks, and they're liars. They are doing a disservice to everybody that they claim to be helping, and they know it. They are doing a disservice, including Don Lemon, the gay black guy who's married to a white man who villainizes white guys and criminalizes and demonizes white people every single day. That guy is lying and he knows it. And the only people who he is doing an injustice and a disservice to are black people in the very communities that he pretends to care about. Final words, Anna.
You know, I've been awakened since Trump was in office. I've been awakened since he shed light on the actual criminal activities that happen within our government. And to be quite honest with you, since the election, since Jacob's murder, it just blows my mind that we live in a society where people cannot see that mainstream media is, in fact, who fuels these outrageous defund the police activities.
Yeah.
To fuel and allow criminals to get away with these things.
They are the enemy of the people.
Every single week. And
Trump said it right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so you're going to be outside of Lori Lightfoot's house. I wish you the best of success there in your peaceful protest. You want to make your presence known. She can ignore your letters. She can ignore your emails. She can ignore your calls. But she can't ignore what's right in front of her, what's right in front of her house. By the way, where she will move police resources, the people that she claims to hate, the killers, right? The racist murderers. She will move them into her neighborhood in front of her house to protect her. But she could care less about people like Jacob. It's sick. Go to redvoicemedia.com right now and check for the link on the GoFundMe account. I trust that those dollars will be spent appropriately either on a private investigator to help track down this killer or on a reward so that somebody is willing to come forward. Anna, thank you so much for being here. Very sorry for your loss, and we appreciate your courage in coming forward.
Thank you.
So as people like Lori Lightfoot and Kim Fox in Chicago, people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, people like Joe Biden continue to push this systemic racism falsehood in the country, how far does it go? What is the benchmark for a group like Black Lives Matter, for example? When does somebody like this know that they've achieved their goal of success? Joining us now is a former criminal defense attorney and current radio show host. You can find him at edwardwoodson.com. Edward Woodson joins us now. Ed, what is the benchmark for success here? Can you put a finger on the pulse of this? When will they know that they've been successful? Ibram Kendi has said, okay, I've accomplished my goals. Everybody's getting along now. We've achieved real unity.
Well, I think if you look at, in terms of a benchmark of success, they're there. Think about it. They basically have taken control and they've ingrained themselves within media, within our educational system, and more importantly, within corporations. Think about it. They basically have held these corporations hostage. It's almost like they've extorted these corporations. It's like if I said to you, like it's like the old mob back in the day, and they would come by and they would say, hey, that's a really nice window you got in front of your business. It'd be a shame if anything happened to it. So basically, that's what they've done through sheer terror. They have basically gotten these corporations to pay up. Basically, corporations, think about what corporations have done. They're basically paying an insurance premium, right? Hey, don't break my window if I pay. That's what's going on right now. So I would look at it, think about it. They've been very successful.
And you point out the corporate, you know, the leverage there, or the threat of violence, I guess, or criminal damage to property. It's real. I mean, it happens. That's why we're introducing these critical race theories in mandatory training sessions for employees at these woke companies like Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola, because they want to ensure everybody, hey, you don't want to retaliate against this company. Okay, look at our how inclusive we are. Okay, look at how sensitive we are to minorities, to people of color, as if there's this racist undertone happening throughout corporations everywhere. So you bring that up, but also it's happening on the street level, Edward, where
sure.
Business owners at corner stores are actually being literally threatened with the burning of their business, assault after hours, theft of their goods inside of the store. Oh, no, I'm just allowed to do this because I'm black and you're not going to do anything about this.
Right. And look, if, for instance, what's the worst thing now that you could allege that someone is racist or that a corporation is racist? Right. So they're hoping, and I've seen this in my neighborhood. I live in a kind of an upscale neighborhood in Miami. And after George Floyd occurred, you saw people putting signs up in their yards, right? Black Lives Matter. It's almost like, hey, pass this house up because we're simpatico to your movement. That's what corporations are doing. You know, it's filtered down everywhere where people are just afraid to speak out. They'd rather just go ahead and pay the premium, as it were, so that they can go on and conduct their business or live their lives. It's basically fear. It's the same thing as if I can create fear, right? I can create a whole industry based on fear. Like you look at, for instance, climate change, right? You scare everybody, and then you create an industry based on the fear. That's what we've got with Black Lives Matter now. You've scared everyone, scared these corporations into paying up, and they'd rather just go ahead and pay up.
Edward, we have an entire society of a once free people walking around with scientifically proven to be ineffective, dirty cloth face diapers covering their mouths, muzzling themselves because of fear. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who we know now single-handedly is responsible for the release of this virus out of that Wuhan lab in China, who was a personal investor in that lab, is not being investigated criminally, and he should be. I mean, there are millions of people that have died due to this coronavirus, allegedly, according to the mainstream media. And if you believe what they say, then he should be tried for conspiracy to commit those murders, I would say. I mean, he funded this research. Who does that? We don't know why he did that, but he did. He was on television yesterday saying we could be wearing masks indefinitely, forever. Ibram Kendi has found a gold mine, and people like him, the critical race theory, racism will exist forever. Will Black Lives Matter ever go away? Will this continue to ramp up and get more and more egregious, more and more violent? And until when?
I think it will for a while. Look, we've seen this throughout history, right? We've seen this throughout the French Revolution, the red guards in Mao Zedong in 1966, the Cultural Revolution. We saw this in the Soviet Union with the Bolsheviks, right? We've seen this throughout history where the pendulum eventually will swing back. But your guess is as good as mine as how long this is going to take. You're already starting to see some pushback with some liberals. I think over the weekend you had Bill Maher talking about wokeism. You had Dave Chappelle on, I think it was yesterday, with Joe Rogan talking about how, you know, you can never be woke enough. So I think you're seeing this backlash now in our culture, right? Because, you know, think about it. You know, you can't even joke around anymore. All these things that we used to take for granted, they're dead now. You can't have a stand-up comedian anymore. Imagine it, Richard Pryor today, Eddie Murphy today. Think about Eddie Murphy Raw. There's no way.
Yeah, or the only thing like funny nowadays is bashing Trump. I mean, it's like a repeated night show. This it's not even funny anymore. I mean, occasional joke or the mocking or whatever of certain, you know, characteristics of a former president or even a current president, they're funny at first. But this is just absolutely, I mean, attack mode on all Christians, white people, conservative Republicans, pro-police voices, people who love this republic. I mean, this is just an all-out attack. It's an interesting phenomenon for sure. And we hope that you'll join us again soon. Edward Woodson, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one thing that we know will not be going away real soon is our desire, our wish, our want to stomp all over and walk all over these snakes. And now you can do that. I have a pair. I love them. They're called Step On Socks. They're a brand new sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, and that's because they are patriots. These are patriot-designed socks. A three-pack for just $17.76. We knew that you would like that number, $17.76. You can order them right now at steponsocks.com. All of your favorite people on the bottom so that you can proudly step all over the people who are trying to walk all over your individual liberties and freedom. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get a three-pack of these 100% cotton foot huggers. They have this non-skid, non-slip rubber bottom on them. High high quality socks. You can't get a pair of cheap ass socks for $17.76, much less three pair of high quality socks that will show that you are a patriot and that you're not going to be walked on. Walk on them. Step on the snakes right now. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Again, that's steponsocks.com. Well, other than the crisis that I would call this administration that's occupying the White House, other than the involuntary gas that's seeping out of the orifices, the anus of the installed president, there seems to be another crisis involving gas. Here to talk with us about this, a political commentator, a Stu Peters Show contributor, former political candidate against Nancy Pelosi, Deanna Lorraine. She joins us every single day for Shots Fired. You can find her, by the way, at DeannaLorraine.com, where she's not afraid to tell the truth, and she's always steadfast in her racist opinions. Deanna, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Thanks a lot for being back, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, Stu. You forgot to add QAnon, conspiracy theorist, alt-right religious extremist to this title too.
Doesn't that just go without saying though? I mean, that's we knew that. It's been well documented.
I know. I think we need license plates for that with that entire title, right? And bumper stickers and everything.
Yeah. I'll have the producers put that on your lower third here so that it's proudly displayed all the time. It's rather long, so the print might be fine.
Right.
But we all know that the people that watch this program are well-studied and they will have no problems going through the fine print.
Exactly. I work real hard for those titles. So, Stu, as you know, the Colonial Pipeline of the U.S. was hacked into, apparently, over the weekend, and feds have already concluded that they know who it is. They've already got to the bottom of it, and they identified this group that hacked into it as the dark side. Ooh, the dark side hacking group. They hacked into the Colonial Pipeline, which is very tragic because it holds 45% of the U.S.'s gas. So this isn't some minor thing. This is huge. This is an enormous hack, and has enormous destructive consequences. So all over the Southeast, we've got Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, et cetera, Virginia, they're running out of gas. There's a lot of gas stations that are just, they don't have any gas. People are either stockpiling gas or they have to go to multiple different stations to try to get gas. People are freaking out. Aside from that, we have the inflation of gas prices over there. So now gas prices are rising. Gas is scarce. What's happening? But of course, the feds have already got to the bottom of it. They say that it's this hacking group, the dark side. And of course, it's Russian and it's led by Putin. So we've kind of got everything that makes a great sort of U.S. planned horror story.
Yeah.
We've got Russians, we've got hacking, we've got cutting essential markets, we've got gas. And of course, we've got the boogeyman of Putin.
Yeah, the Vladimir, the quintessential enemy to the United States that Hillary Clinton, by the way, if she had defeated Donald Trump, would have already had a nuclear war with the bare-chested, horseback-riding dictator who has been the historic enemy of the United States. I even saw Sean Hannity last night saying what a villain he is. Yeah. But is he really?
Well, we don't really know, but that's what the smear is. And it does seem like every time that they push so hard to smear someone as a villain or a gangster, there's an agenda behind it. And of course, and it's very easy. It's very convenient to pin this on the Russians, just like they pin the election from Donald Trump in 2016 on the Russians, the hack into the DNC and Hillary Clinton, the Russians. It's always the Russians and it's always Putin. So it's
What's
very
that?
Convenient.
Oh,
and it's also
breaking news here. Intern boy says Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Apparently he was a Russian asset. There was collusion there.
Yeah, there was Russian collusion, of course, right?
Yes.
Because he wanted the U.S. to win so much with Trump at the helm. But the thing is, though, this is very convenient. And if anyone has any kind of sixth sense and they know how the deep state works, not to get all conspiratorial on everybody, but it's very convenient and awful interesting that this breakdown of gas and this sudden hack occurs right now, right when they're trying to push in the Green New Deal. They're trying to lower carbon emissions. They're trying to get us all off of driving cars, off of running gas. They want us locked up in our homes. And we know this is part of a greater agenda. So yes, this could be just an accidental hack, sure. But I find it really interesting that the feds have gotten to the bottom of it and identified who exactly this hack was. And they still are sitting on Hunter Biden's laptop and haven't done anything about that. I find it convenient that they find a patsy so fast within just a couple of days, and they didn't know anything about it before. And this is apparently a very new hacking group, and they want this large amount of ransom money. It just all seems very much like a deep state false flag operation.
Well, they've already told us exactly what the playbook is here. Remember 1972 right. to 1979. Where we saw the gas crisis. We went from the gold standard to the petrodollar. So what do? You limit the supply, you drive up the price because supply and demand, obviously. Then the cost of goods for anything that's transported goes through the roof. Everybody pays for it. The economy is crippled. And if you remember in 1972 to 79, what's coming next? Well, maybe 15% 30-year fixed mortgage rates.
Exactly.
So it's all by design. The cabal is hard at work here. The difference is that now in 2021, we know it. We see it thanks to the Great Awakening.
Right. But what are we doing about it? And this is exactly, this is eerily similar to the great freeze that we just had in Texas a couple of months ago, right? Where supply chains shut down, stores shut down. We were out of water, electricity, gas. It was this random snowstorm that appeared out of nowhere and shut down everything in Texas for a week. This is the kind of thing that they're doing almost as a beta test, I think, to force us to get away from cars, to force in the Green New Deal and the Great Reset agenda. And Klaus Schwab, if you know what he's been up to lately, he literally just said a couple months ago, and he's been saying consistently that there is going to be cyber attacks in the world, big cyber attacks that are going to be shutting down whole supply chains, whole industries, to make us crippled, to destroy our economy. And these cyber attacks are going to make COVID-19 in this past year feel like a cakewalk. So we better get used to it, because those are coming. They want us crippled. They want us dependent on them. They want us locked down either through COVID or by the security hacks, cybersecurity hacks. They want us out of gas. Even Gavin Newsom said he wants everybody in California to stop driving cars in the next 5 years. I mean, this is a planned attack if I've ever seen one. And of course, Right Wing Watch is going to be telling me a conspiracy theorist, a right wing QAnon expert. Why? Because they don't want people to listen to this. They don't want people to wake up to this. They don't want to know that it's a deep state agenda or want people to give this any credence. But until it's too late, and by then they'll be sitting on their floor with no gasoline, eating worms, because that's also what they want us to do, right? They want us to just eat worms and plants instead of meat. But that's where we're going if we don't wake up soon, Stu.
Man.
Shots fired.
It is. It's the great financial reset, and history is bound to repeat itself if you don't intervene and get in the way. The same thing with Auschwitz. It will repeat itself. The same thing with segregation and racism. We're driving it right back in to our nation here. We're manufacturing it now, because we know that this country is not a systemically racist country. That's one right. thing that Tim Scott got correct in his rebuttal to the so-called State of the Union address. Deanna Lorraine, shots fired weekdays, Monday through Friday, right here on the Stu Peters Show. You can find more from her at deannalorraine.com. Thanks, dear. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
I hate taxes. You hate taxes. We all hate taxes. It sounds like a song. It's not breaking news. Everybody hates taxes. Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. He's the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. Now, never taxed. That sounds like something that's right up my alley. The never taxed retirement strategy is one component of the America First retirement plan. And now you can, for free, with no obligation, on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, join that class and teach you how to never be taxed. Never taxed retirement strategy. Carlos Cortez joins us now. And that's going to be, by the way, at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. It's a very exciting thing that you're rolling out here, Carlos.
Thanks, Stu, for having me. Yeah, I mean, a lot of our clients, and particularly a lot of our listeners, they have a lot of IRA funds and 401k funds. And so typically the people that are the retirees that are over $150,000 in these qualified pro Biden funds, I would call it, there's a situation out there where simply they have to pull out those funds and be taxed at what at unknown tax rates. And it's disgusting.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. With our America First retirement plan, like you said, we do have one of the strategies we're able to publicly you know, teach and educate our listeners. It's called the Never Tax Retirement Strategy. We are having a class that I would love for everyone to get on there. No obligation, no cost. It's at 1 p.m. Thursday. All they have to do is go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and they have to put my name in there, Cortez, or else they're not allowed to get in.
All right. That's definitely easy enough.
Cortez as a password. So definitely remember that one.
AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Register for the 1 p.m. Eastern class this Thursday, the Never Taxed Retirement Strategy as part of the America First Retirement Plan that's found at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and enter the name Cortez. Now, America First is really a thing. You're here because you're an America First patriot, and we are an America First patriotic show. The Stu Peters Show puts America first. We believe in that mantra. We don't just say it, we actually walk it. You do too. Today you are at the Pinellas County School Board in Florida. They don't want to follow the orders of Governor Ron DeSantis and unmask these kids. There was a lot of mama bears there that were upset. There were a few lefties, some radical lunatics out there. Tell us about it. How did that go?
It went great. Very, very, very proud to see moms out there, small business owners such as myself, and even children. A lot of the moms, and we know how education is very important to us, they pulled their kids out. They pulled their kids out just so they can speak. Stu, there was over 90 people signed up to speak. You get this presence and all that. The whole thing is manipulated by a bunch of liberals. They were just talking about how great they were at school board and these recognitions of all these awards. But it had nothing to do with our children not being able to breathe. And more importantly, a lot of the announcements that they had in the videos were done without masks. So where are the officials' mask? And
typical left-wing hypocrisy. It's just it's disgusting to look at because it happens so often. But thank you for being there to support our kids. And if there is an event like that happening in your city or your town and your school board is trying to keep your kids masked, you make sure that you get your butts there and do the patriotic thing and hold these people accountable. There's no scientific evidence to support this masking. As a matter of fact, it could be and probably is extremely detrimental to your kids' health in the long term. Also, don't forget to go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Enter the name Cortez as you sign up for the free class as part of the Never Taxed strategy as part of the America First Retirement Plan. No tax. We like it. Carlos Cortez, thanks a lot for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I have 20 seconds to remind you about steponsocks.com. We're talking the Clintons, the Obamas, Biden, Pelosi, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, all of the people that have been wanting to step all over your individual liberties, steal your freedom from you, tear apart the Constitution. You can now step on them. Be proud. Have their names on the bottom of your feet. Walk on these snakes all day long. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get a 3-pack of Patriot Design 100% cotton high-quality socks at steponsocks.com for $17.76. The Stu Peters special is on at steponsocks.com, $17.76. For a 3-pack right now at steponsocks.com. I haven't made this announcement yet, and I guess I really don't know why I haven't made this announcement yet, but for all of my peeps in the great state of Texas and anywhere, actually, that want to travel to someplace warm, someplace that's free, someplace that's open, here's the announcement. I will be traveling to Texas on June 11th for a celebrity softball game that is being put on the 12th. Now, I will be kind of hosting the whole thing, the stadium announcer, if you will. It'll be awesome to be able to meet real celebrities while I grovel at their feet and beg for autographs and things like that. It's all being put on by our great friend, Tim Klund, who's also the founder and CEO of Verve Forever, the CBD company where I am a customer, an America First-owned company, a veteran-owned company. By the way, Tim joins us now. Tim, before we get into this celebrity softball game, let me just, the experience that I have had with your product, I just got to thank you, brother. To holistically and naturally be able to deal with this arthritis pain from my athletic days when I was younger, a little bit more jubilant, I guess. Is that a word?
I think it is.
I don't know if it is or not. I'm not really good with, I'm not a journalist here. I just tell the truth. But anyway, I put this stuff, you sent me the stuff. I had never used CBD before. I'd only heard of it. It was, you know, I didn't know anything about it. I don't want to call it a cure, Tim, but I'm telling you, I don't know what else to call it because I no longer have any pain in my shoulder. Now, previous to that, I was scheduled for surgery. The pandemic pushed me out. I didn't have it. Now I don't have to. No surgeries, no opioids or whatever these chemical cocktails are that these doctors are so quick to write a script for and shove down your throat. Does God knows what to you. And it's gone. I literally have no pain at all anymore. Full range of motion back. I mean, Tim, I couldn't even lay on my left side in bed while I slept at night. I could not drive my truck.
You telling me.
Yeah, it was awful.
I remember all the issues you were having. And, you know, look, that's why we started the Verb Forever CBD brand. You know, we're actually a performance mouthpiece and on the health and wellness side. And we just saw such a good fit, such a good brand. We were able to partner up with one of the number one farms in America out of Colorado. And the reason why I personally got into it is because I'm tired of losing my veteran friends to suicide. And other veteran friends were telling me how by taking CBD and being able to get off all their opioids and all their prescription meds that they were getting from the VA, they were able to get their lives back. And
yeah, they get out of that proverbial funk that they're in under the influence of these mood-altering prescribed substances that push depression. They push suicide. There's warning labels all over those things.
In your body is not a good thing.
No, it's not.
They're just not. It's not a good thing. They're not meant to be in your body. And, you know, with proper diet and again, you know, limiting the alcohol use and a bunch of other stuff, by taking CBD, what it does, CBD is just a natural product that raises your levels within your body to help with inflammation. So it's like kind of like if you were low on testosterone, you had to get a testosterone shot. Or if you're a female and you're low on estrogen, you had to wear an estrogen patch. This is the same thing. Your cannabinoid levels, when they go low, when we start getting older, you know, 35, 40, when you start having all those aches and pains in your body, there's nothing really you can do about it. Take Advil, take some Tylenol. CBD is what raises those back up so you don't have all the aches and pains anymore. It's just a natural way to kind of lubricate your body again. It's good for your organs. There's really no downside to it. And again, it is all natural. I have kids that have Down syndrome, autistic. My mom with Parkinson's takes it. I take it every single night just to help me sleep, just to kind of get my brain to.
Yeah, and if you have a kid that suffers with ADHD, I mean, that diagnosis is really common these days. ADHD, ADD, it helps with that. It helps to maintain the focus. My kid's using Verb Forever CBD products. Yep. I'm not afraid to put my kid on it at all. He loves it. The taste is actually really good. He enjoys it. And I've seen a tremendous difference. Now, who doesn't have stress and anxiety? It can help you with that. I want to wrap this up here so we can get into the celebrity softball game. But I mean, whether it's physical or psychological, CBD is the best way to do it. And go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. And if you use the promo code VET50 for the remainder of this week, you'll get 50% off site-wide on all of the tremendous products, whether it's bath salts or pain strips or creams or oils, whatever. I mean, there's a huge variety.
Skincare line. My wife created a skincare line for women. And look, I just want to tell all your viewers, I greatly appreciate it. I probably get, I don't know, 4 or 5 emails a day. People ask me questions. Hey, I saw you on Stu Peters. I just got a few questions. My wife's going through this. My husband's going through that. You know, what do you think would be the best recommendation for helping them? Your show and your viewers have been absolutely awesome for us, and we just truly appreciate you.
Well, they're awesome people, and that's why they're here.
Yeah, they are.
Because I'm an awesome person, baby. You know, and awesomeness gravitates to awesomeness, right? I mean,
that's right.
So I try to remain humble, but I am really awesome, and so is the platform. So.
Yeah, you are. Well, if you weren't, you wouldn't be the commentator for the celebrity softball game.
That's right, which is happening on the 12th at Arlington. And so let's get a list of some of the names of some of the people that are going to be showing. Now, don't give away the whole gamut, but give us a tease of some of the guys.
Just so people know, I was fortunate enough when I was in the Air Force, I was pre-9/11, and I got to do a lot of fun things. And one of the things I got to do in the Air Force is play all Air Force softball. Then I got out of the military, and you get married, and you have kids, you go into corporate world, and, you know, then it's all about your kids on the weekend. And so when my oldest went to college and my youngest was going into high school, it's kind of like, how can I get back? I kind of want to play some softball again. I had some fun. So Marcus Luttrell and I, we teamed up together, and we had a celebrity game where the celebrities were playing the co-ed veterans. So it's co-ed game. And, you know, the Jenny Finch, Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, Taylor Kish. I mean, you name it, we had it out. It turned out to be a great event. We raised a lot of money for the Lone Survivor Foundation. And that's kind of how it started. And then it's just kind of kept morphing every year. Myself, Matthew McConaughey, Toby Keith, Roger Clemens, we all teamed up in 2017. We created the Red River Celebrity Softball Game, which is University of Oklahoma versus University of Texas. And we kick off OUUT weekend. Well, after the second year of that, all my other celebrities, guys and girls, started complaining. Hey, what about us, TK? This stinks. We won a game, blah, blah, blah. We had one in 2019 with Carry the Load. We did raise a little money for them, have some fun on Memorial Day weekend. I had a few veterans play in it. Game went really well. After that game, all my other veterans started complaining. What about us? This stinks. We won a game. So COVID knocked both games out last year, which was actually kind of a blessing because the new Globe Life Field in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers play, it's actually a dome stadium, one of the most awesome stadiums in Major League Baseball. But the Rangers came to me and said, hey, what are you going to do with your games, you know, in 2021? Or, you know, you going up to this place or what do you think? And well, let me know what you think. And they're like, we want you to have both games here. So the June 12th game is actually – we have a veteran game made up of co-ed veteran influencers. The rosters are ridiculous. I mean, there's probably 50 people per roster just because I can't say no to everybody I love. But really, not everybody's going to get to play. Most everybody's okay with that. They just want to be a part of the weekend and have some fun. But, you know, there's probably – I mean, every 20 – you know, Navy SEALs, Delta – Rangers, I mean, a couple females that were F-16 pilots. I mean, just the best of the best. We have such an awesome group of veteran influencers. That's how the evening kicks off, is with the veteran game first. Then we have a pregame, and we have a lot of other veteran organizations that will be involved in the pregame. Now, this entire event, this celebrity game, benefits Folds of Honor. You can go to foldsofhonor.org. or Vets for Child Rescue, which I love them both, but obviously Craig Sawman Sawyer, who's a brother of mine, and I love what he's doing with Vets for Child Rescue. We do a lot of stuff. I think he's been on your show a few times as well, the Sawman. So those are the two charities, and then again we have some other ones with the IBOT and other military charities. So we have it's a NASCAR weekend in Texas that weekend too, which is even crazier. So we have a NASCAR that's going to be out there that is an adaptive NASCAR that a quadriplegic from the neck down can literally drive this NASCAR. It's ridiculous the way it's set up. So they're going to actually have that stadium so everybody can check it out as well. Then we go into the celebrity co-ed game, which is made up of all kinds of celebrity influencers from all over. You know, Brooke NC, who's one of the top CrossFitters in the world. Raquel Pennington, who's like number three right now ranked in UFC women's fighting. Andy Ruiz, who just fought a pay-per-view 2 weeks ago, the weekend before Canelo, who won his fight. He's playing. The DOC from NWA, my homeboy, Doc, he's playing, who's my running partner down here in Dallas. Michael Irvin, my other running partner. Ezekiel Elliott. LaDainian Tomlinson, Stacey Dash, the actress. The list goes on and on and on. Wow. And like I said, it's a gumbo pot of everybody and anybody. The other thing I have to give credit with all these celebrities and all these veterans, everybody coming and playing. I mean, I kid you, when I say there's over 100 people in these games, in two games, it's not even a joke. It could be more than that. Every single individual, if they're not local, they're coming in on their own dime. They're paying for their own hotel. They're paying for their own travel just to be a part of this weekend. Man. And that's really says a lot about these individuals that's coming in to raise money for these organizations. And then it's kind of like, man, the announcer for the Texas Rangers, he's out of town with them. He's traveling with them. They're out of town that weekend. So it's like, who's the next best thing if you can't get the actual home field announcer? Oh, Stu Peters is our guy. That's who we're going to have as our home field announcer. So yours truly, Stu Peters, will be down there doing some Facebook Live from the field, doing some interviews with some of the –
If I'm still allowed on that platform,
weekend,
I don't know.
Actually. Yeah, we'll You're be doing that all weekend, right? Friday yeah. night, Saturday.
I will, yes. I mean, If I'm still allowed on Facebook, I know that you know YouTube might not like me anymore. Facebook, I think, is really damn near close to kicking me off. But we'll be TikToking and we'll be Snapchatting and we'll be doing
whatever social media platforms you're on. Yeah. That's where you'll be able to find Stu Peters.
Telegram, there we go. Go to Telegram.
Telegram, thank you. Yes. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I mean, we're a month out, and to be honest with you, probably about 10 times a day, I literally, you know, running three companies myself, working with a bunch of different celebrities and athletes is probably pretty much the last thing I needed. And one of the sponsors I had a conversation with last week was literally like, well, why are you? I was like, be honest with you, there's so many veterans that are counting on this game. Just from a health and wellness standpoint, to be able to get out of the house and come and have fun and do, you know, just do something again after being off for a whole year. That's my motivating factor in continuing to move forward. So
right on.
If you want to check out the rosters, you can go to celebritysoftballclassic.org. You'll see the rosters for both teams on there. If you're local in DFW, you want to be a sponsor, you know, there's a sponsorship package up there. There's a way to contact me through the site. So that's the other thing too. I can tell you that a lot of your viewers are very appreciative, and you know how I am. I'm like you, like, I don't have anybody that takes my calls or answers my emails. If there's something going on, I want to hear from you. So everybody who emails me or calls on the Verb hotline, usually I'm the one you're going to get. And I just love talking to you guys. You guys are the best. And we appreciate you guys for all you do for Verb.
Yeah, I'm running out of time here, Tim, so I got to get flying, but I can't wait to be there. CelebritySoftballClassic.org. Get over there if you want to see the rosters, if you want to become a sponsor, if you're local there, or even if you're not and you want to sponsor it. Maybe you have a product that people can order online. Maybe I could push back on these Stepan Sox people. Maybe Cortez Wealth Management.
Oh,
huh?
I love those. Yeah.
Yeah, how about it? So CelebritySoftballClassic.org. You can also check it out at StuPeters.tv when I'm going to be broadcasting live. I'm sure we'll have a live feed going there. And yes, you are right. I do respond to every single one of my emails at stupeters@protonmail.com. I also love hearing your voices when you call me at the studio line, 877-45-WARRIOR. Until tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Hey, folks, remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!